we're going to jump straight into this. How is, I mean, I kind of mentioned it a little bit before, but how has music been received pretty widely?
Well, right now, it's obviously very controversial. If you have a look on Rotten Tomatoes, it's actually a very, very poorly rated film, which is actually kind of great for people on the spectrum like us. It really shows that we are tired of having able-bodied people trying to represent the autistic community.
And, you know, what are the kind of issues that surround this idea of an able-bodied, neurotypical, and in this particular case, someone without autism, acting as someone with autism on the spectrum?
The unfortunate matter that is being raised whenever someone on the spectrum isn't being represented by an actual autistic person in movie and film is that it can create a warped perception of what autism is or living as a neurodivergent individual. So you've got situations like, let's say, Community, Big Bang Theory, and The Good Doctor, where these shows are all portrayed by neurotypical people, plain autistic people. And some of them are all right, but then you get to very problematic ones like Sia's Music. And you start to realize this isn't what we need representing autism, because it actually starts to skewer and warp what our perceptions are, especially when one out of 70 people living in Australia are on the autism spectrum.
And, I mean, I wanted to talk about opportunity as well. I mean, why is it important that opportunity is given to actors with autism?
Well, let me start off by talking about one of the world's most famous actors. Do you know Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Yes. He's actually come out recently as autistic. And now imagine if that someone of that caliber of acting prevalence wasn't, you know, let's say they were disclosing their autism. Do you think they would have the same opportunities to portray certain characters?
I mean, I would like to say yes, but probably not, no.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is when we are trying to understand autism, we always relate to the autistic representations on TV. And unfortunately, like I said before, it's very skewed. And so many people see hiring a person on the spectrum as jumping through hoops and bounds. If you want to see a good representation of autism being played by autistic people, please check out Keep the Change. It's set in New York, and it's a wonderful film where half the cast, there we go, is portrayed by autistic people. And it's a beautiful film. It's actually ranked really highly among critics. And when it came to being interviewed about that movie, the director said that there was very little that needed to be changed in order to assist those on the spectrum.
And, I mean, you know, it's so good to know that there are examples out there and that actually give people on the spectrum not just an opportunity to see themselves on the screen, but also to be in these productions. And look, one of the biggest controversies, in fact, probably the biggest controversy, is the fact that a neurotypical person is in the lead role acting as someone who is autistic. But I wanted to talk about the direction as well. Do you think that, you know, not just a change of the lead, but maybe a director who was on the spectrum could have aided in the success of this particular film?
I definitely would agree with that statement. The unfortunate thing with the Sia movie is that it represents autism in a very disabling and a very one-toned manner. And for a lot of us on the spectrum, we're very much tired of that. Now, I haven't actually seen the film. I should point that out, because for a person like me, I've already watched the trailers and I've already seen plenty of people on the spectrum review this film. there are a lot of sensory overloading situations on here as well.
Right.
And for some reason, I don't understand why someone like Sia would believe that it's okay to implement these restrictive practices and the sensory overloading moments into a film about autism. But when the issue is that it's not about showcasing the brilliance of life, it's about making sure that you are delivering an accurate and realistic performance.